speaker has traveled all the way from Belfast to be here today. Gary Carroll from Living for Profit.
Thank you. From West Belfast and across the north of Ireland, I want to deliver a clear message to Boris Johnson and the Tory tops, and it's a simple message. You have no support in the North. You have no mandate for a Tory Brexit, and we will do everything we can to stop you from opposing a hard border in Ireland. Because Boris and the entire Tory establishment don't give a damn about people in Ireland. They don't give a damn about people, working class people in West Belfast where I live, and they don't give a damn about working class people in Manchester either. And the Tories are the rotten scum who invented welfare reform, who ruined millions of people's lives and watched as people die because of austerity, while their friends and big businesses made a killing. And whilst they may rely on the votes of the DUP, let me be very, very clear. The Tories are not on the side of any working class person at all, whether they're Catholic, Protestant, migrant or whatever. And Boris Johnson needs to be brought down. But if it's not, then the people of West Belfast, people of the North, people of Ireland, have a message for him. If there's any effort by the Tories to oppose a hard border in Ireland, then you will be met with sustained resistance. Mass protests. And we will take down that border for you. You will not get your way. We will not be ignored. And nor will we accept a hard border imposed by the EU. The people of Ireland are not the plaything of Brussels and London. And any strengthening of the border will be disastrous to the people of Ireland. It will be disastrous for those travelling from Derry to Donegal, from Belfast to Dublin and everywhere else. Peace and stability is far more important than Boris Johnson's dream of a little England or the so-called integrity of the single market. So Boris, your ignorance will be your downfall. Your reckless, undemocratic moves are of a decaying, reactionary British empire. And the working class people in the North will play its part in bringing down that empire. To paraphrase the great socialist James Connolly, there are none so fit to break the chains of empire as those that have been forced to wear them. Brexit has exposed the rotten nature of the British state, which ran roughshod over people's democratic wishes, whether in Ireland, Scotland or further afield. There's a simple answer to this: let the people have their say. So there should be a general election to send this Tory government packing, but the people of Ireland and Scotland should also have the right to have their say as well. And if the hard border is imposed in Ireland, there should be a border poll in Ireland. This is a basic democratic demand. Let the people of Ireland determine their own future. And for us, in that fight, we'll be fighting for a socialist Ireland that James Connolly fought for, that everybody, Catholic, Protestant and the centre, could have a stake in. So solidarity, everybody marching against Johnson and the rotten Tory government of Manchester today. And never forget, when we see our so-called rulers as divided as they are today, we know there's a massive opportunity for progressive politics to push to the fore.